A Mesquite Moment in Time, a look at what the city was, making it what it is today. The eastern and southeastern portions of the United States were torn apart in ideology and politics when rumors of a civil war came about. With the lack of plantation living in North Texas, large numbers of slaves were predominantly scarce. A state convention was held to determine whether or not Texas would secede from the Union. 8 North Texas counties voted against the secession, but Dallas County carried the vote when they decided to be for secession. Inevitably, Texas seceded from the Union on February 2, 1861. There is no record of any racial violence of any sort in eastern Dallas County during the Civil War. Though the war came to an end on April 9, 1865, Texas did not return to the Union until March 30, 1870. Between the time of Lee surrendering to Grant at Appomattox and the coming of the railroad in the Mesquite area in 1873, many notable families moved to our area. James M. Gross, a native of Tennessee, came to this area in 1866 at the age of 22. Mr. Gross interestingly fought for the Union and the Confederacy during the Civil War. He began farming near Syene and opened the first mercantile store of its kind to this area. Mr. Gross would live on to be 72 years of age and leave many descendants still residing in this area. W.H. Paschal also came to this area in 1866 and planted a farm just southeast of present-day downtown Mesquite. Benjamin F. Galloway started out for Texas on October 8, 1872, with his new bride, Eliza Fletcher. Their ox cart honeymoon lasted a few months before they reached this area in early 1873 and rented land for 2 years before purchasing a farm that became known as the Galloway Home Place, where 635 and Town Center Drive now intersect. John H. Florence, along with his family, moved to Dallas County in 1868 from Alabama. The Florence family became very popular and distinguished citizens in New Hope and Mesquite for many years to come. John Mathis, also from Alabama, came to Texas alone in 1872 and got hired to work on the Lawrence farm. Mr. Mathis became an early employee for the construction of the anticipated Texas and Pacific Railroad that would soon come to pass. Don't miss our next episode when we discuss a very notable man who settled in our area at this same time and used his talents of a doctor, pharmacist, veterinarian, farmer, rancher, gardener, businessman, and educational patron to transform eastern Dallas County for the better. I'm Christian Janes, and join 88.5 FM next week for another historical tidbit from A Mesquite Moment in Time.